Extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us. Let's start by talking about those disturbing arsons in the Lincoln Square and Roscoe Village neighborhood. Anything new on that, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, we have heard that the police have at least a person of interest in this case. They're questioning them right now. Someone spotted in the neighborhood that matched a description, it sounds like, yesterday. So we'll stay on that. Yeah, as we've talked about before, there's been about 10 fires, arson fires in the Lincoln Square, Roscoe Village neighborhood, mostly people's Halloween decorations, which is really put a damper on some of the celebrating up and down Lincoln Avenue. They had to bring in a bunch of the scarecrows that were put out there for the Apple Fest. There were about 45 scarecrows, and one of them got set on fire, so it ruined the fun for everyone. But we'll keep an eye on this. No one's been hurt in this. This is good, but some porches have been burned and some fences, and just kind of freaking out people in that area.
Hopefully the police will find their person. Let's talk about how people could help the migrants, and coats are needed for winter, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. There's been many different efforts in Chicago and in the suburbs to help out all the migrants that are coming in. Many of them without proper clothing for when it's getting cold, which feels like real soon. One of them is My Block, My Hood, My City, a great organization that helps out people all around Chicago, including the homeless people. They bring people, kids from around the city, to visit other parts of the city they've never seen. They're going to fundraise now for 15,000 sweatshirts and sweatpants for the migrants. So if you see 15,000 people walking around with My Block, My Hood, My City sweatshirts, you'll know what's going on. You can donate at formyblock.org. Jamal Cole, who runs the organization, said he's going to donate a bunch out of his stock. And then there's another group called One Warm Coat that has been doing this for years. They're mounting a drive to collect 18,000 coats all around Chicago. We've got ways to donate or find drop-off locations at blockclubchicago.org.
And Chicago's oldest brewery may be closing up. What happened?
Oh, this could be a bummer. Metropolitan Brewery, it's in the Avondale neighborhood. It used to be in Ravenswood. They've been in a rent dispute with their landlord for quite some time now. They've racked up apparently about $1 million in unpaid rent and fines. So they just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And they said if we don't find a way to restructure this debt or find a seller, that they may be forced to close. Metropolitan really stands out because they're located on the Chicago River, just a little bit south of Belmont, in just a really stunning location. There are boat docks outside and just a great patio if you want to, you know, pretend you're out in nature a little bit, you know, when you're at Belmont and the Chicago River.
Pretend, yeah.
Like yeah. It's a great spot, but, you know, lots of local breweries have struggled in the last couple years as, you know, we get into the idea of, like, maybe there's oversaturated a little bit. So put Metropolitan on the list as fighting for its lives at this point.
Endangered breweries. They've been around 10 years, haven't they? 3057 North Rockwell.
Yeah, but 2009 they opened in Ravenswood and then just moved to this Riverside location a couple years ago.
It's blockclubchicago.org for more. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir. Have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.